Well, we have a crazy story that we will exclusively present to you right now, but it just shows how the streets are being taken over by ne'er-do-wells, and the good, honest, tax-paying citizens are not getting much help from our elected leaders or from our police. I think the cops' hands are tied because of the politicians. A woman named Lisa, she has a property here in Seattle, and we're not going to say which neighborhood because she's got it on the market right now, but I want you to know this story and what she's had to deal with for far too long now. And Lisa joins us here on Cairo Radio. Lisa, I appreciate you coming on with me.
Thanks, Dory. I appreciate it as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. So kind of walk me through this. When did you purchase this home?
I purchased this home 7 years ago, and I've been living there and have done massive renovations and put it on the market 2 weeks ago with a for sale sign in front, which I think prompted the current perps to set up shop at my house.
Okay, and before I get to that, I know, because my wife and I, the first house we bought, we put so much sweat equity into it, and we worked our butts off to turn, you know, a pretty rundown house into something really cute. Our first house was in Ballard. And so I just know when you put that much effort and time, and it's a labor of love, you feel it's more than just a pile of sticks. A home is something far more important to you, I assume.
Oh, I mean, I've put so much work into this house. My agent and I alone have spent 3 months doing the final renovations on this house. We're so excited to get it on the market. And then there have been times now where we can't show it because we have issues with these men showing up at the house.
Okay,
it's been terrible.
Let's get to these issues. So tell me what happened shortly after you put the for sale sign into the ground.
About 10 days after the for sale sign, we started to notice things out of ordinary. Our hoses, including my neighbors, would be out across our lawns, turned on. I had a man sitting in my driveway one night when I arrived home, and he didn't look like a potential buyer, so I approached him, and he told me he's buying the house. This is a multi-million-dollar property.
Okay.
And you don't want to make judgments based on somebody's appearance, but you can tell something's off, right?
Right.
And so I said, you need to return with an agent. He did leave on his own accord that evening. He stopped one of my neighbors to introduce himself as the new owner of my property. So,
are you still living in the house now, Lisa?
Oh, I've been staying on and off. I do have an apartment because we were doing renovations.
Okay.
So it just made more sense for me to have an apartment. But my house is rarely vacant.
Yeah.
There are people that are working around the clock. I go by there twice a day at a minimum. So, come Monday, we had seen some more signs of him and another man being there, and I got to my house around 8 p.m., and they were setting up tents in the backyard. They'd made a makeshift closet on my top patio, and the back door was ajar and had been tampered with. So I screamed bloody murder the second I walked through my home because I didn't know if somebody else was in the house.
Sure.
I saw these two men in the backyard. I am so grateful I live in a wonderful neighborhood. My neighbors came running and, you know, screaming. My neighbor on the north side of me screaming as well because one of them approached me, came up the steps at me. So it was a terrifying situation. I'm a single woman. There's two men I see. I don't know if there's a third in the house. We've now since figured out how they've broken into the house and what tool they used. We've removed the tool and fixed the window where they broke in.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm terrified to go back to my own home.
So they set up a tent in the backyard, and just for the purpose, they started squatting on your property.
Yes.
Okay.
Left that night.
Yeah.
After we, you know, encountered them and my neighbors were all around helping, police came. We drew up a police report that evening. As I'm giving the specifics of the incident, they arrive back at my house and drive past it. And the officer chased them. He called for backup. And because he could not get backup and there were two men and only one of him, he could not pull them over or arrest them. So that's a police force issue. That was 9 p.m. on Monday night, 10:30 p.m. they arrived back at the property. I'm alone. I'm watching, and called police, and he did bring backup, but did not catch him that night.
Holy smokes.
So, and then they've been back since. They were back again yesterday. So it's just crazy. They're stalking my house.
And so what are the police telling you about this?
You know, they've been back 3 or 4 times. The one time was the best opportunity to catch them where he chased them. But because he was 1 against 2 is my understanding.
Right.
He couldn't pull them over. There hasn't been much more communication. You know, I have now asked for a request to watch. So the police should be driving by my house when they have downtime. But how little downtime do officers have in the city? I don't know what the outcome is going to be. You know, I don't know.
But so are they? Do they still have a tent in your backyard?
No. So the police removed the tent and took. They actually had a couple of religious figurines set up on my back patio. They took everything that the men left behind, and they have it for evidence.
But this was all after you put in the for sale sign. So these guys just thought that this was a house where they could squat or, you know, whatever. Did they burglarize you? Did they steal any of your stuff?
No, we don't see that they've actually been. I think this man truly believes that he owns this property. And so the interesting thing is we have signs that they were in the house. Nothing is damaged and nothing is taken. I think he's truly treating it like it's his own home. He said to my face, I said, "You're trespassing, get off my property." And he looks me in the eye and said, "You're trespassing on my property." And that look in his eyes, you're like, this guy is completely deranged. And he believes that he owns this home.
Man, I mean, the first thing comes to my mind is, and I hate to ask this, but are you armed?
Well, I wish. So I've been carrying around a fireplace poker.
Oh, no,
sorry,
Lisa. No, but, we don't want to get we don't want to be engaged in hand to hand combat with a crazy man.
But I will tell you, no, the only time I really did that was the night that they came back at 10:30 and I had called the police. I did grab at the fireplace poker and ran to my car because I didn't know what else to do. What if they approached me and it's dark out? So I have not been back in the evening alone since that. That scared me enough. I am not armed. I have friends that have been staying there or have brought weapons to the property and been there late at night just in case.
So
it's unfortunate. Like I'm not an advocate of guns, but when you have to take your safety into your own hands, you might not have an option.
No. And like you said, the police are just, they're overwhelmed right now because there are a lot of drug addicted vagrants, mental health cases all over the city. And, you know, this is doing not only monetary damage to you as you try to sell this place, but I'd be worried for your physical safety. I understand why this is so unnerving to you, Lisa.
Oh, absolutely. It's a single woman trying to, you know, sell my largest, greatest asset, and this is what's going on after putting literally blood, sweat, and tears into this property. I am scared for my physical safety and my financial safety.
Yeah. No, I understand that. Well, do you get the sense the police are going to be adequate assistance as you move through the sales process?
I don't know. It is concerning to me how few officers we have on duty every night in, you know, big, large areas in the city.
Yeah.
I was told last night, actually, that there were only 3 officers on duty between Ballard, Queen Anne, and Magnolia. Those are large areas. 3 officers, no wonder one of these guys couldn't get back up if that's representative of what's going on in the city. These guys should have been arrested already. That evening, they should have been arrested, but he could not get back up.
We are the number one property crime major city in the United States, and that's the official stats. So many property crimes don't even get reported because people know nothing's going to happen with a police report, and so it's far worse than that. And it's a significant problem, and it's one where, you know, until we get politicians, who start getting their priorities in order and make public safety back on top of their, you know, their duties, we're gonna have more and more problems like this. So, well, we'll reach out to the cops, see what they can tell us about this, and I sure hope you'll stay in touch with me, Lisa, and let me know whatever transpires next on your end. But I hope you get a quick sale and can move on from this nightmare.
Thanks, Story. I really appreciate it. The outpouring of support in this community and how many people actually feel the way that I feel, I can't believe we haven't gotten more done yet, but I know it's on the horizon.
Yeah, yeah. I think the pendulum's got to start swinging back at some point. Well, Lisa, let's stay in touch, and I wish you all the best going forward here.
Thanks, Story. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care. That's Lisa, who has a crazed squatter at her house she's trying to sell. You want to make a comment on this? You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. That's the Online Trading Academy text line. And we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.